Now, can you talk about any interesting similarities between your approach and the approach of other traders you've traded with over the years? I don't know. I think I gravitated toward traders who trade based upon price action. And about 10, 15 years ago, I don't even remember how long ago it was, maybe 15 years ago, I was trading online with several different groups at different times. And one guy in particular, I traded with him online for several years every day. Just repeatedly talked throughout the day about what we were doing. And all the guys I ended up trading with traded very similar to what I do, except all of them also used indicators. They had different stochastics. They all had something customized, something that it's not like a built-in indicator in TradeStation or in any other software product. I studied that a lot. I wrote a lot of my own indicators, and I came to the conclusion that I spent too much time looking at indicators which are based upon price, and it distracted me from price. And indicators are misleading. Whenever a trend is strong, the indicator, let's say a bull trend, the indicator is always looking like a top, and there's always a divergence. And I don't want to be looking at a divergence when there's a strong bull trend. All I want to be doing is buying closes, buying below bars. I only want to be buying, I don't want to be selling. But beyond that, for the most part, what they were doing is they were looking for price action entries, and for the most part, they would be much more inclined to take a price action entry if there was also a divergence on some kind of an oscillator. Some of the guys scalped a lot. The guy I traded with for years, he'd take 20 or 30 trades a day for one or two points, so he was a big-time scalper. Other guys traded dialed down to one-minute charts or 1,000-tick charts for entries when they were in an area where they wanted to enter, and then they ended up swinging. So if they see the market in a buy location, like somewhere down here, put up a 1 minute chart or a 1,000 tick chart or a 5,000 tick chart or a 5,000 share chart and look to buy on a stop, on a reversal up. Other guys use bands, Keltner bands, Bollinger bands. So if they think the market's a buy somewhere down here, they put up a small time frame chart, look for the upside breakout, and then they buy a test at the bottom of the band. And that's all fine, but whenever I have other stuff on the chart, I look at the other stuff, and I don't focus on the price action. And there's so much good in the price action that I don't want to miss it. And I see 50, 60, 70 trades a day just looking at a 5-minute bar chart or a 5-minute candle chart. I don't need to add indicators to find trades or to confirm what I'm doing.